Hello, this is Erica Slater of Free at Last Hypnosis. Never listen to this recording when driving the car or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. So find a place where you can sit comfortably. Make sure your cell phone is off and that you can be alone for the next 20 minutes or so. We're going to begin the installation of the self-hypnosis method using the I method. So make yourself comfortable and select a point on the wall out in front of you, a little bit above eye level. Select that point and fix all your attention on that point. Begin to make out the minutest detail that you are capable of at this point in time. Focus all your attention on that point and notice how that brings a little bit of eye strain into the eyes. Then just relax your eyes. Relax the muscles around your eyes, and as you feel the muscles around your eyes relaxing, you'll notice that your vision tends to expand like ripples on a pond. Allow your vision to expand easily and naturally as you begin to go into hypnotic experience to master the art of self-hypnosis. As that vision continues to expand, you can see more and more of the room, perhaps the ceiling, the walls, the different colours and textures, and there's no need to make any distinction anymore between one spot or another and other things. Just notice how as your vision expands, there is the tendency for your breathing to shift. Calm down, to become deeper and more even. And as you notice your breathing has shifted, just close your eyes. Close your eyes and allow that sense of peace and comfort to drift throughout your mind and your body. And with your eyes closed, I'm going to invite your attention to different parts of your experience in order to help you relax even more deeply into hypnosis and really establish a solid foundation for your ability to use self-hypnosis to achieve any goal that you want. Pay attention to the top of your head. And as you pay attention to this part of your head, you'll notice that it's easy to relax the top of your head. It's like relaxing the scalp. And as you relax the top of your head, you can realize that hypnosis and self-hypnosis is easy. It's fun. Self-hypnosis is an enjoyable and comforting experience. And as you continue to drift ever deeper into a more comfortable state of hypnosis, I would like for you to realize the sounds around you really aren't important. You can hear and notice all kinds of things, and that just helps you to focus inside. In your eyes, for example, focus your attention on your eyes, the muscles around your eyelids, and feel them relax. As the muscles around your eye relax, you can relax all the way down into hypnosis. The deeper you go, the more you relax. The sound of my voice will be with you and help you to relax even more comfortably and open your mind to the power of self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis is not just easy, but thoroughly enjoyable. It's a powerful experience that will allow you to rest and recuperate through all the things that have happened in your day, so that in a few moments of hypnosis, you'll have the experience of having rested as well and comfortably as an entire nighttime of sleep. Your goals can be achieved more easily when you use self-hypnosis to focus your attention. Just focus your attention now on your shoulders. As you focus, your shoulders begin to relax more and more comfortably, more and more deeply, more and more enjoyably, letting go of all the stress and tension, and feeling a warm blanket of relaxation, of comfort and ease descending upon you. And as you feel more and more comfortable, you realize how restful and peaceful self-hypnosis is. Self-hypnosis is easy, fun, and totally enjoyable. It gives you a tremendous amount of rest and ability to recuperate because your body knows it's good for you, because your mind knows it's good for you, and because your unconscious mind knows that self-hypnosis is good for you, you'll begin to find yourself practicing self-hypnosis on a daily basis. Self-hypnosis is healthy. Self-hypnosis is fun. Self-hypnosis is good for you. You can enjoy looking forward to your daily practice of self-hypnosis, a time to recharge your batteries, a time to prepare the future, a time to let good things come to you, attracting them like a magnet attracts iron filings. I would like you to focus on your rib cage and your breathing. Notice how your chest, your ribs, and your breathing can relax. Even feel the comfort of relaxation. Relaxing your breathing, relaxing your ribs, your entire chest area. And as you feel that relaxation, a good, calm, confident feeling can grow inside you, because in self-hypnosis, you're talking directly to your unconscious mind. And that is tremendously powerful. It will help you become more confident as a person, healthier and happier. Anything that can be improved in your life can be improved quicker, more easily, and with greater fun and amazing results using the power of self-hypnosis. So you can use self-hypnosis to achieve all the things that you want. And now you're going deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed. And pay attention to your arms. Feel your arms relaxing, sinking down, loose and relaxed. Limp, heavy, a wonderful feeling. Because you're feeling so wonderful right now, because your body is so relaxed, you're recovering your vitality, you're revitalizing becoming full of energy, happier and more confident. Through hypnosis, you can become happier and more confident, and become happier as a person, which means that your confidence grows on a day-by-day basis, because self-hypnosis is so easy, because self-hypnosis is so much fun. You might find yourself doing it every day and looking forward to your next opportunity to experience self-hypnosis once again. Pay attention to your lower abdomen, your hips, and your lower back. The whole lower portion of your body can relax just as completely, just as easily, just as comfortably as everywhere else. As you're relaxing so comfortably, your unconscious mind is learning that in self-hypnosis, you learn to relax and become more comfortable as a person, which means you become more resilient to life. Resilient people achieve their goals more easily. Self-hypnosis helps you achieve your goals more quickly and more easily. Already, you've achieved one important goal. Right now, you're feeling more relaxed, deeply relaxed, comfortable, and at ease. And you can take that ease and memorize it thoroughly. Find your way back to it at any time you want or need to. You'll find this inner peace and tranquility every single time that you go into self-hypnosis. Your unconscious mind will take your pre-hypnotic suggestions, your visualizations, and respond to them. In self-hypnosis, you can program your unconscious mind to do what you want, to achieve what you want, to overcome any problem, lead a happy, rewarding, and successful life. Now pay attention to your thighs and the upper portion of your legs. Feel your thighs relaxing as I take you deeper and deeper into a very pleasant, very tranquil, very peaceful hypnotic trance, in which your unconscious mind begins to acquire mastery over this self-hypnosis process. Self-hypnosis is easy. Self-hypnosis is fun. Self-hypnosis is deeply enjoyable, which is why you can practice self-hypnosis daily, enjoy it daily, and look forward to your next opportunity to practice self-hypnosis again. Pay attention to your lower legs, your calves, and your feet, and allow these to relax thoroughly. As your calves and your feet relax thoroughly, you can enjoy a tremendous sense of excitement of looking forward to using self-hypnosis in your life, using self-hypnosis as a force for good in your own life. Achieve any goal, overcome any problem, become more creative, learn things more quickly. This is all possible through the power of self-hypnosis. I'm going to count from 5 down to 1, and with each number between 5 and 1, you're going to go 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times deeper into hypnosis, so that by the time I come to the count of 1, you'll be at the perfect level of hypnosis, the perfect level of relaxation, in order for your unconscious mind to program in and permanently acquire the skill of self-hypnosis for you to use in your whole life. So ready now. 5. Feel going deeper. 4. Deeper. Deeper. And deeper. Three. All the way down into a comfortable, relaxed, amazing hypnotic experience. 2. Your unconscious mind preparing to absorb the self-hypnosis process. 1. Deeply relaxed. Deep hypnosis. Ready to master the self-hypnosis process. Because from this day forward, any time that you want to go into hypnosis for the purpose of self-hypnosis, you're going to begin by preparing yourself. You're going to choose a time and a place where they are free from distractions. You'll decide on how long you want to go into self-hypnosis, and then you will tell yourself, "I am going into self-hypnosis," and you insert the amount of time. If at any point during this time something should happen on the outside that requires my attention, I will awaken instantly, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert, ready to deal with the situation. If there is an emergency or some other reason for you to come out of hypnosis, you will do so instantly after preparing yourself, making the time and the safety statement. You're going to break out your pre-hypnotic suggestions and read them through 5, 10, 15 times, however often it seems right to fill your mind with the idea of the pre-hypnotic suggestion. Then you're going to go into trance by looking at the spot on the wall slightly above eye level, focusing all your attention until you feel some tension in the eyes. Then as you relax those eyes, allowing your vision to expand into peripheral vision, allow that to continue, and your breathing will shift, and you'll feel your breathing shifting. Just close your eyes and go deep, deep into hypnosis, as deep as you are now, or deeper still. And then you can allow yourself to drift through a pleasant, hypnotic, and tranquil experience, or visualize a scene before returning at the right time, the time that you determine during the preparation stage. When you return, you'll stand up, stretch, and look at your watch so that your unconscious mind can connect your clock time with your inner time. It's as simple as that. You prepare yourself by setting a time and making a safety statement. You read through your pre-hypnotic suggestions to fill your mind up, and you fix your attention on a point slightly above eye level until you feel a slight tension. Then you relax your eyes. Let them soften, your vision expanding like ripples on a pond, until you feel your breathing shifting. When your breathing shifts, simply close your eyes and allow yourself to drift through the hypnotic experience, visualizing a calming scene, or visualize a goal or a skill. When it's time for you to return, you'll know, and you'll bring yourself back by reanimating your body, reinvigorating yourself. Your breathing will come back to normal and your eyes will open. You'll open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic. You'll get up and stretch, look at the clock or your watch, so that you can check and coordinate clock time with inner time. Now self-hypnosis has been installed in the unconscious level. It is easy to do. It is easy to remember, and it's fun to go through life using self-hypnosis. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll come back out of trance, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic, knowing that self-hypnosis has been induced at the deepest in unconscious level. Every time you go into self-hypnosis, it will be easier to use self-hypnosis. It will be more fun and more enjoyable, and you can look forward to using self-hypnosis on a daily basis to improve yourself and enjoy all the benefits that self-hypnosis has to offer. So as I count from 1 to 5, you will become more and more alert. At the count of 5, your eyes will open, you'll feel refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic, knowing that you have self-hypnosis and you can find your way back to it any time you want. So ready. 1, coming up slowly. 2, feeling more alert. 3, your breathing is beginning to shift. That's right. 4, allow your sensations to come back to your hands, your feet, all the normal sensations. And 5, open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic. Take a few moments to orient yourself and congratulate yourself for having installed self-hypnosis successfully at the unconscious level. Well done.